Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Brendan Tierney.
Crank the music. One more to go. Oh, we're going to have fun today. We're going to have a fun ride. Finish the ride strong. 888-808-1019. Yep. Last one of the middays. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up today. So we've got Alex Rodriguez will join me at noon. We've got also, hold on, what is that noise? What? What in the world is going on there? Why am I hearing something else? Oh, I know why, Huff. Hold on, let me shut my app off. I was listening to the, my bad, guys. I was listening to the show, obviously, Boomer and Geo to wrap up. My bad. Okay. Pretty busy morning. So we've got Alex at noon, and then we've got Rick Pitino, 1240. I wanted to end up with two things that obviously mean a lot to me. So I'm going to weave in a lot of stories throughout. I'm going to obviously express myself and share some stuff like Sal did on Friday. But we're just going to get into a show, do a usual show, and just bounce around and see where it takes us. Now, you know, listen, I'm not going to go nuts on the hot stove, but I know that you guys want to call and talk about that, which I certainly invite in. You know, we're just a rifle through a lot of calls here today. But I got to say one thing, like so the Knicks last night, right? You see, and that is, I think last night's one of the reasons why they had to move on from Tom Thibodeau, right? So you don't have a few of your players. You know, you don't have Cat, you don't have Mitch. You don't have Josh Hart. And last night, Cole absolutely went bonkers. But the night before, you did have everybody when you were trying to win the cup, right? Are you telling me that Tom Thibodeau would have played Tyler Kolek? The answer is no. And, like, to me, that's actually inexcusable that Tyler Kolek was on the team last year and Tom Thibodeau refused to play him. To me, that just reinforces the need for change, where you needed a fresh set of eyes, a fresh message, you know, just a different way of doing things here. So I tell you, the Knicks, well, yeah, my luck, I'll be gone. Knicks will win a championship. You know, Jets will get Mendoza. He'll turn into their, and the, like their Peyton, and that's what's going to happen here. But the Knicks just have a good look to them. They really have a good look. The Knicks are just so professional, aren't they? You know, I mean, they had every reason last night to be absolutely shot, you know, in Vegas, a couple extra bucks in the hands of the young players, and They go out, and what's the reward? I mean, one thing that I think the NBA's got to do if they're going to do this moving forward with the Cup, I mean, can you give the teams that, like, can you at least schedule a little more pad here? Give them a little bit of room? I mean, for the Knicks, and they're playing tonight. That's the reward. So they're probably out till, who knows, 4 or 5 in the morning in Las Vegas after they, at least the young guys. And then they got to get on a plane. They got to go play. I know the Pacers stink. I get that. But to play without a few of their players and still win, it wasn't pretty. Pacers stink. They've got nobody. They're a 6-win team. They're going to be a top 3 lottery team. But it just shows you that this team's locked in, man. This team is absolutely locked in. It's an absolute pleasure to watch. So that was one thing that I wanted to say. And I'm just, you know, usually I'll focus on one topic. I'm going to throw one more thing at you. Then we'll get to the phones. Actually, maybe two more things. The Michael King's a little bit shorter. You're starting to now hear some, a little bit of a movement, a little bit of a growing undercurrent. I don't know, man. Maybe it's going to be one and done for Aaron Glenn. Now, I think fundamentally that is absolutely asinine. And quite frankly, that's one of the reasons why the Jets are in this absolute train wreck of a situation for the past decade and a half, because they've been, you know, ridiculously awful in who they hire. Too many times they've either let somebody that should be fired early languish, or they get rid of somebody too early, like maybe some of the quarterbacks, like Darnold, whatever. So they always miss it, always a day short, a dollar, like a day late, a dollar short. But while by no means do I think that they should move on from Aaron Glenn, obviously, you know where I stand on AG, that's my guy. I'm an Aaron Glenn believer, I'm an Aaron Glenn supporter, I got his back. Unless there is something that they can do behind the scenes, and it is a Super Bowl winning coach that they feel that they can trade for and then obviously do it. Not like, well, let's fire Aaron and let's start throwing darts at this guy and try to lure Andy Reid away from Kansas City. Like, if you're going to do something like this, you better have it done. You better have it on lock, right? And that's where I really don't trust the Jets, because that's something that good franchises do. You know, usually the buttoned-up franchises that have great contacts around the league, they are able to do this behind closed doors and, you know, set wheels in motion and then do something and then bang, like the next day or the next week or whatever it might be, they've got their response to what they just did that took everybody by surprise. So I don't care if they lose. As a matter of fact, I want them back on the I hope that we lose train, just in case anybody was wondering. I know. That their defense is atrocious. They got nobody. So I'm not going to sit here and break down the game. Certainly not today on my last day on the Fan full time. That's not going to happen. But whether the Jets win 20-0, whether the Jets lose 50-3, no matter what the hell happens the rest of the way, you will, well, I mean, you won't hear me say it here anyway. You'll hear me say it somewhere else, and I'll tell you about that later. I can promise you that I will not say fire Aaron Glenn. No matter how hideous or sloppy or uninspired. I mean, you could have 7 guys check out of tackles this week and make business decisions. I'm still not going to say it. So I believe in him. Now, I think he'd have to get rid of those guys who make those decisions if they do, which I think he probably will. But I will leave the door slightly ajar, just a little sliver here. If the Jets are actually smart enough and proactive enough and skilled enough, which, let's face it, they're probably not, to actually pull this off, and they got something up their sleeve, and it's a Super Bowl winning coach, and they're going to move up and get the quarterback Mendoza, if that's the one that they love, well then, you know, I got to say peace out to my boy AG. That would be the only situation. All right, 888-808-1019. BT on the Fan, obviously a bittersweet day, guys. There's no doubt about this. I was thinking about this. How do you prepare for your final show on the station? I don't really know that you do. The only thing that I wanted to do was make sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For that, I had a couple of A-list guests for you, and that's why Alex is doing me a solid. Can't wait to have Alex on at noon, Alex Rodriguez, and Rick Pitino doing me a solid at 12:40. They get ready to play Kentucky tomorrow. So I wanted to do that. Obviously, I wanted to have the music tight and certain songs I want to hear, and I've got obviously a few thoughts at the end of the day that I'm going to communicate to you. And, you know, it's funny. Sal said this a week ago from today. He asked me before the show. He's like, you're going to get choked up. I said, I don't know. You know, I said, I don't know. And actually, he was the one, ironically, who wound up getting more choked up than I did. And it was for good reason, because he went deep and he talked about some real personal things. And I was really happy that he did that, because as I told him and as I told you, I said, everybody knows you got passion, Sal. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love radio and you bring it and you show up and you're a beast every day with the energy. But I think what started to happen at the end of our show together was that I think people started to understand and feel you as a human, and you let your guard down a little bit. And I think it's going to make, for him moving forward, what I think is a great talent, honestly, even better. You know, I really think that that's a checkpoint that he hit. And I think anybody in this business eventually has to hit that. You know, I'll get to these calls in a moment. But the one thing about being on the radio, because there's no visual, and now there's obviously visuals with, you know, the Instagram and the social media posts and the X and the YouTube and all the stuff that our awesome digital team does, right? And they're phenomenal at it. I mean, maybe some of the salacious headlines got us in trouble, but whatever. They do a good job. And when you're on the air and all you really have is the spoken word to connect to you, whether it's earning your trust, whether it's getting you to respond, whether it's getting you to respect us, whether it's whatever, all the emotions, there's a level of vulnerability that comes with it. I think if you really try to do it right and if you really love what you do. So to answer my own question, that last segment, I don't know. Am I going to get choked up? I don't know. And you know what? If I do, that's okay. You know, I remember saying last week that I think once you get to a point in life when you can show those emotions, isn't that when you're truly a man? I think you are. I think it kind of you cross that bridge, and there's nothing to hide. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. In the meantime, let's just roll, man. I'm banging the phones. If there's anything you ever wanted to ask me, anything you want to get out, let's. But the only request. By all means, hey, bring the platitudes, man. I'll let you talk about me all day. But we can't have it morph into, why'd the station do this? And what? Can't have that. Can't have that out of respect to my the station, my bosses, and my coworkers. I can't let that happen, and I won't. Everything else, let's go. All right, Mark, Northern Jersey, BT on the fan. Mark, what's happening?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Mark, how you doing today, buddy?
All right, man. I'm a fellow Red Fox that was there at the same time as you, graduated in 96. So I feel like we have a lot of the same opinions on a lot of things. So I love listening to you here on The Unkillable. I think you do a great job. I wish you the best of luck, man.
Appreciate that, Mark. Thanks, buddy. What's happening?
Quick question, though. Were you a Birdies guy, a Renaissance guy, a Sidetracks guy? What were you?
Well, it's funny. Birdies, I'd go dance a little bit at Birdies, a little bit. I was a Renaissance guy. Listen, I loved going to Rennie's. The problem, I'm going to be totally honest with you. The problem going to Rennie's was a football bar, okay? And I was a baseball player, as you know. And some of the football players didn't like us because, I don't know, maybe some of the baseball players maybe took their girls. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. So there was a couple of fights in that play. And I remember getting into a fight there. And it was such a small bar that... You know how small... Like, once something went down, you had nowhere to go. And the bouncers were football players. So it was... the head had to be on a swivel. But I did enjoy going to Reddy's. Yeah.
For sure. So listen, I wanted to get to the Jets. The, as far as Aaron Glenn goes, I had season tickets to the Jets, section 122, row 17 for many years. I love watching him play.
Uh-huh.
But, as far as the coaching prowess, was he that good of a defensive coordinator with the Lions? I mean, he scored 40 points a game. The guy was a disaster, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I know it's funny. The statistics are not incredibly favorable to him with Detroit, but Detroit without him is still giving up a ton of points. Now, it's not like they went from, Aaron, and that was more of an offensive team for sure. And remember, they got lit up in the playoffs, as we know. But then, like, if there was this quick correction, they gave up 26 points a game, whatever it was, with Glenn. Then they made the move, and now they're like the Ravens or LT's Giants or somebody like that. And there was a complete reversal of performance that would not reflect well on Aaron. Jets have no talent, man. There's zero on defense. I mean, they didn't have much to start the season. And two of the guys, Q and Sauce, were shipped out. So I get it. Some of these last couple of games have been ugly. There has been no resistance. But unless it's a layup, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winning coach that wants to come here, and the Jets would grant them all the power, and they would draft Mendoza first overall. I'm gonna stick with Glenn here. I'm gonna go back with him. Thomas is in Yonkers on the Fan. Thomas, what's happening?
Brandon, thank you for taking the call, and you should take your flowers today because you deserve it, and as well as Sal. I know he's not there, but I just want to tell you that what you guys did from 10 to 2 was the most authentic New York sports talk radio show since, the big guys, Mike and the Mad Dog. And it's really, I know you're not police or firemen and I know what you do is entertainment, but it is important. It's important for people to have in their daily lives for many, many reasons. And I just want to thank you. And the question I always wanted to ask you was, what were you as a little league player and a high school player and what your stats were at your healthiest or best time in high school or college? And again, all the friggin' best to you and Sal. And I'm going to find you wherever you go, because that's the medium, where we are now with the digital. It's amazing. Radio is leaving. But if you could just talk about what you were as a little league player and a high school player, and God bless.
I got you. Thank you, Thomas, man. Wow. Well, first of all, I don't know what my little league stats were because I was playing little league when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth. So there's nothing digital. So I have no idea. I mean, obviously, listen, you wind up playing Division I baseball, you're going to be pretty good in Little League. So I was good. I could hit. I couldn't run. I played a lot of shortstop. Had a really good arm. It's funny. I look back. That's probably the one skill that measured out. And I went through, a couple of the, workouts and combines. That was the one thing that God probably blessed me with the most was that was most close to anything on the professional level was my arm. So, Little League was my dad coached me a couple of years. It was awesome. Played for some great travel teams, the cadets, where Shawan Dunston played for, Joel Torre. I mean, it was on. Back then in the 80s and even into the 90s, baseball in Brooklyn was, you had to go 3 miles to get unbelievable competition. You talk about youth service and 6-8 precinct and us, the Bonnies. It was the best. I'm sure it was phenomenal in the 50s and the 60s. I know it was. My dad told me. Parade grounds, all that stuff. Gil Hodges, Bergen Beach. It was just awesome. I know my high school stats. I'm not going to tell you because that's ridiculous. 468 my senior year. But at college, I didn't get it done in college. And that's one thing that kills me. I was hurt when I was healthy, which was very rare, even though I played through it. I just didn't perform the way that I wanted to. And I still, I think that you guys know me well enough to understand when I say that, I still kind of carry that around. I do. My sophomore year, I started as the three hitter. I didn't finish that way. So it was a rough journey. But, you know, in a lot of ways, I think it's kind of emblematic of who I am. Like, I wasn't handed anything, man. And I could have tapped out, and I didn't. Kept going. Very disappointed in my performance in college, but very proud of the fact that I finished, you know? So that, no, I'm sure very few of you care about that, but I was answering the question. Jimmy's in Warren County on the fan. Jimmy, what's happening, dude? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, BT?
Good, Jim.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I want to thank you, Sal, Dove, and especially my buddy Hoff. You made us feel like part of the show when we called up. I feel like part of the show from getting on and talking sports with you guys. I feel like I knew you guys when I would call up, and I think that was special about the show, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, man,
I really
we felt
do.
It
you guys
too.
Are awesome. Hey,
listen, you gotta be. I think. Listen, Jimmy, I think that I hope every young broadcaster hears this. Like the young generation, it's a different presentation. You know, it's a quick hit. It's a digital spot. I get it. You know, I get it. I do that stuff too. But I hope the one thing that the younger broadcasters don't lose is authenticity and the ability to connect to their consumer, because that's what makes this special. And
you guys are real. You guys are real.
Jimmy, if we did that, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You guys are real, man. Yep. Hey, can I make a next point?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I called you last year. I went on a little bit of a rant. Now, I want to stay quiet with the Knicks because I got to see things to believe it. I'm starting to feel good about them. A couple little things. You know what I mean? But yeah. One thing they're doing that they never did before, BT, is protect the house.
Yes.
They protect the house. They got some best players that are developing roles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how. And I'm starting to feel good about it. I don't want to jump in too early because I got to see it to believe it. But I think protecting the garden is very important from going forward and in the playoffs. And they didn't always do that well.
Yeah.
People came in and performed under our lights because it's the garden. Well, that's our house now. I'm starting to see that.
Attaboy.
So let's go Knicks.
Jimmy, awesome. I love it. Man, I love that the Knicks look this good. I still, like this part, I still don't think they're a championship team because of the Thunder. But there's no doubt the Knicks are the class of the Eastern Conference. I mean, I know the Pistons are off to a good start. And the Pistons are tough. And I told you that would be a tough series last year. I told you that. Before the Knicks and the Pistons played, I said, because I watch. I don't just watch the Knicks. You know, I'm like, these guys, they're not going to be afraid of the Knicks at all. They're not coming in kissing rings. They're coming in to fight. They're coming in to scrap. And every possession was a bloodbath. Cunningham's a stud. They're well coached. Knicks just had more talent. And that gap is eventually going to tighten a little bit as Cunningham, I believe, becomes one of the true superstars of the NBA. And I believe that he will. I think that's his trajectory. And that time can't be now, though. Like, this has to be the Knicks' window. You're right. A lot of times, you know, last couple of years, whether it's the Pacers, the Heat, you know, too many opponents came in here. They got too freaking comfortable at the Garden during the playoffs. That's unacceptable. Can't do it. You come into our crib in May or June, you're going home with an L, period. You know, now you might not go home bloodied like you used to with Pat and Mace and Oak and the boys, but you're not leaving with a win. They have absolutely reasserted their home dominance. It's awesome to see. Kolick, I'm telling you, I'm not going to take a bow on this, but I remember when he was drafted, I tweeted out, go find it. Somebody will find it. Hey, you find the stupid tweets. Why don't you go find the good one for once? Here's the challenge for you. I said, this guy's not going to make the team. He's going to play. He's good. You know, and when you see somebody on TV versus seeing somebody in person, it's so different. I know many of you know that, but I saw Tyler Kolick play a lot against St. John's in person, courtside. And there was just something about him. And not just the IQ, you know, not just the stereotypes for the white point guard. Ooh, the white point guard, he's crafty. Ooh, the white point guard, he can shoot a little bit. Tyler Kolick could play. And I can promise you, Tyler Kolek grew up in an AAU world where he was probably the only white kid on the team. And he was balling. He was slicing people up. So he just had to get his chance. And that, listen, I'm not looking to take shots at Thibs, who I love and I respect, certainly not as I'm out the door here later today. But you think Tom Thibodeau was playing him at the Cup? Maybe last night he would have had to because of Cat and all the injuries. You think that Tyler Kolick's playing meaningful fourth quarter minutes if Tom Thibodeau's coaching this team in the Cup? He's not. 888-0811-9 is the number. BT on the fan. Hey, inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.